Have you ever noticed how a single criticism can ruin your entire day despite receiving numerous compliments? Or why that promotion, dream house, or perfect relationship didn't bring the lasting happiness you expected? The answer lies in our brain's evolutionary wiring. Our minds evolved primarily for survival, not happiness, creating a powerful negativity bias that gives significantly more weight to threats than pleasures. This ancient neural programming, while once essential for keeping our ancestors alive, creates unnecessary suffering in modern life, where most threats aren't life-threatening at all. Consider what happens when someone ignores your text message. Your brain might react as though you've been cast out from your tribe, triggering intense emotional pain despite no actual danger. Even more insidious is the "one day I will" myth. The belief that achieving some future goal will bring lasting happiness. Due to hedonic adaptation, we quickly acclimate to new situations and return to our baseline happiness level. Research shows lottery winners and paraplegics both largely return to their pre-event happiness levels within a year. This explains why only about 10% of happiness comes from external circumstances, while 50% stems from genetic factors and 40% from internal choices, your attitudes, perspectives, and responses to life events. Your approach to life matters far more than what happens to you. The path to emotional mastery begins with recognizing that your brain isn't designed to make you happy. It's designed to keep you alive. The ego is your entire self-identity, constructed from thoughts and interpretations, not just pride. It forms through attachments to labels like name, religion, occupation, and other attributes you claim as you. These attachments trigger emotional responses. When someone criticizes your political views or your favorite team loses, it hurts because you've merged these elements with your identity. The stronger the attachment, the more intense the reaction. Your emotional state shapes all perception. Depression dims everything, while positive moods brighten experiences. Negative emotions gain extra power when they reinforce personal narratives, creating automatic responses. Freedom comes from recognizing you are not your thoughts or emotions. You are the awareness observing them. This insight creates space for emotional mastery, allowing you to see emotions as temporary states passing through consciousness. Your physical state profoundly influences emotions. Sleep deprivation alters emotional responses, causing irritability and reduced ability to manage negative emotions. Those sleeping less than 6 hours nightly face higher mortality risk and diminished joy. Body language shapes emotions bidirectionally. Harvard research shows 2 minutes of high power poses increases testosterone by 25%, decreases cortisol by 10%, and boosts confidence, while slouching can trigger depression. Exercise is vital for emotional well-being. Boston University's Michael Otto compares skipping exercise when down to refusing aspirin for a headache. Studies show regular exercise matches antidepressants in effectiveness. Emotions form through interpretation, identification, and repetition. Negative emotions stem not from events, but from unmet expectations. Emotions persist when we identify with them through attention and energy. Remember, emotions are temporary states, not permanent traits. This distinction creates valuable distance between your core self and passing emotional states. Your predominant thoughts shape who you become. As Buddha noted, what you think, you become. By directing your thoughts intentionally, you can condition your mind to experience more positive emotions through practice. Thoughts generate emotions that drive actions, which shape reality. Your thoughts and emotions create a feedback loop. Negative thoughts like, "I'm not good enough," create shame, which attracts more similar thoughts. These cycles ultimately shape your lived experience. To cultivate positive emotions, first identify which specific feelings you want to experience more, like gratitude, confidence, or self-esteem. Then implement daily practices to develop them. For gratitude, write 3 daily appreciations, thank others, or notice ordinary objects that enhance your life. Research shows consistent gratitude practice significantly improves mood. For confidence, visualize achieving your goals and create a win log of daily successes, no matter how small. Consistent practice strengthens neural pathways through neuroplasticity, making positive emotions more accessible. Neurons that fire together wire together, becoming stronger with each repetition. Most people view emotions as disruptions rather than valuable messengers. Emotions signal our interpretations of reality, not reality itself. Even in extreme circumstances, humans can find meaning. Alice Sommer played piano in concentration camps during the Holocaust, finding beauty amid horror. Nick Vujicic, born without limbs, leads a fulfilling life as a motivational speaker and father. These examples show that our response to circumstances, not the circumstances themselves, determines our well-being. Tracking emotions for a week, rating their intensity, and analyzing triggers reveals patterns. This practice helps separate events from interpretations, examine underlying beliefs, and explore alternative perspectives that could yield different emotional responses. The feeling of inadequacy affects people at all levels, from everyday individuals to acclaimed actors like Jennifer Lawrence and Meryl Streep. This mindset leads people to dismiss achievements, magnify failures, reject compliments, and paradoxically find comfort in their self-limiting beliefs. Stress emerges from our interpretations, not situations themselves. We can manage it by either avoiding stressors or improving our response. While stress relates to present circumstances, worry fixates on unchangeable past events or unpredictable future scenarios. We often overestimate others' attention to our actions because we're constantly aware of ourselves. The reality is that people are typically focused on their own lives. Accept that universal likability is impossible. Focus instead on authentic self-expression with good intentions. Resentment develops when others don't meet our expectations. As Mandela said, resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. Choose inner peace over being right and view forgiveness as self-care. Fear of the unknown keeps us in limiting comfort zones. Most fears are ego-based, rejection, failure, or even success, rather than physical threats. When fear arises around new experiences, it often signals growth opportunities. Remember, courage means acting despite fear, not its absence. The quality of your emotions determines the quality of your life, making emotional mastery essential for well-being. While negative emotions are inevitable, remember that you are not your emotions. You are the witness that remains after these temporary feelings fade. Practice mindfulness to observe emotions without judgment, noting their sensations, triggers, and patterns. This journey isn't about eliminating negative emotions, but developing a new relationship with them through awareness, acceptance, and wise response rather than automatic reaction. The ultimate freedom comes from transcending identification with emotional pain. Regular meditation helps develop witness consciousness, allowing you to observe emotions without becoming entangled in them. From this perspective, emotions become valuable tools for growth, weather patterns moving across the vast sky of your consciousness. They are messengers offering guidance, not masters defining your identity. Listen to them and learn from them, knowing you possess the power to shape them through your thoughts, body, and conscious choices.